This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. This week, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested 10 workers at a farm labor camp near Hart, Michigan. The undocumented immigrants were harvesting crops at a farm, and joining us to talk about that is Susan Reed. She's the managing attorney with the Michigan Immigrants Rights Center. I understand these 9 men and one woman, worked all day harvesting, and then ICE agents raided the camp. Where are they now?
Well, I will say we believe that they had finished harvesting blueberries earlier in the season, so we don't think that they worked harvesting blueberries on Tuesday, but indeed they did work the whole blueberry season. The 9 men have been taken to a detention facility in Youngstown, Ohio, which is about 480 miles from where they were picked up. The one woman, we believe, was taken to the Calhoun County Jail.
How often do Michigan farmers rely on undocumented migrant farm workers?
You know, it's estimated that about half of Michigan's agricultural workforce is undocumented. The other half, approximately, I mean, it's difficult to estimate, but the best estimates I've seen being a combination of green card holders or immigrants with other statuses and U.S. citizens. And you have a great deal of mixed immigration status families. So you may have work-authorized individuals in the families who work, but other family members who live in the farm labor housing and maybe take care of children who migrate with the family. And Michigan has around 100,000 farm workers and household members who are involved in migrant and seasonal farm work. So it's a significant number of people.
If these workers, some of them, are undocumented, why do farmers hire them? Why don't they check their papers or for that matter, hire local people to do the work?
You know, we see a variety of practices. There certainly are employers who have workers work for cash, and there may be an understanding that workers are not authorized. Some workers, you know, do have false documents. That's not uncommon. Local workers are certainly always welcome to apply and may even have a preference for some of the jobs, especially if the grower has put in an order for foreign guest workers. But, you know, there are generations-long relationships of families in some of these cases, and maybe a cousin or a family member has come along without status, or in some cases we see employers often use farm labor contractors, and those farm labor contractors can be very exploitative. The farmer may not know or fully be aware of the degree to which people may be in a trafficking or quasi-trafficking situation. So there's just a huge variety of practices, but the reality is that many people who work very hard to harvest our crops don't have immigration status.
The Trump administration has said there was going to be a pause in ICE raids during the hurricanes in Texas and Florida. I take it that pause is over?
Well, you know, I'm honestly not sure. There was the unusual situation a few weeks ago where it became public information that a large ICE raid that planned to target and result in the arrests of almost 9,000 people nationwide. It was supposed to be called Operation Mega, was planned, and then as you noted, there was some indication that it had been canceled because of the hurricanes. It was never clear to me that the operation was canceled nationwide, and there's some indication that places like Michigan still had their quotas to meet. I can tell you that our phones have absolutely blown up this week. We had callers reporting a raid in a Meijer parking lot in Flint, many callers reporting home pickups of folks by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, other scenarios, roadside stops. But, you know, this pickup of 10 farm workers at a farm worker housing site was especially significant to us given our focus on farm workers.
So these aren't isolated events, it sounds like. So what happens from here? I mean, are the laborers at the various farms across western Michigan, all of Michigan, now on high alert for ICE agents?
I mean, to some degree, that's always the case in any community where you have a variety of immigration statuses. You know, anecdotally, Grand Rapids Channel 13 reporter in his story found a number of farm labor housing sites that we're sort of expected to be filled with workers ready to work in the apple season. So, you know, we are hearing from farm worker advocates that, you know, are involved in the migrant Head Start programs or involved in providing services to farm workers about just a lot of fear and anxiety that this event has created.
Susan Reed is managing attorney with the Michigan Immigrants Rights Center. Thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you, Lester.